20 counties in the northwestern part of the state are facing high fire danger. They're as far north as Burnett and Price counties and as far south as La Crosse and Monroe. Wildfire prevention specialist Catherine Cooley says Wisconsin typically has two fire seasons in spring and fall, but 2012 has been anything but typical.
You know, this has been a quite unusual year for Wisconsin's fire season. It seems like it's never really ended.
Cooley says drought conditions and the browning of the forest are a dangerous combination.
After the leaves fall and the vegetation is dead and dry on the ground, we have a little frost. It kills whatever live vegetation is still around, and then we're right back in fire season again.
Now with hunters heading to the woods and yards filling up with leaves, Cooley says there are plenty of chances for accidental wildfires to spark.
In the fall, our biggest concerns are going to be related to hunting seasons and, of course, folks choosing to burn their leaves as a technique for removing vegetative material in their yard.
To the west, several wildfires are burning in Minnesota and have even forced the evacuation of at least one town. But Cooley says Wisconsin can avoid that same fate by using common sense and heeding the DNR's recommendations.
Avoid burning right now. Anytime you can come up with alternatives to burning, that's going to be your best bet.
Cooley says fire danger changes day by day, but the traditional fall fire season usually subsides sometime in November or when the snow flies. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.